Good morning. It's a terribly wet Saturday morning. It's 9 degrees. It's 10:21 on the 26th of April 2014. And I'm going to be a citizen. I'm going to be a good citizen. I'm going to nominate somebody for election to the local council. Now, I've never done this before. I've never particularly got into playing any part in local democratic politics. In background, I come out of an extreme left-wing sectarian tradition. So the whole notion of me going into Cork County Council headquarters, which is across the road from me, and I'm going to have to walk through rain to get there, but the notion of me going in there and nominating somebody, putting my name on some, you know, official, turn off these lights again, official paper, is pretty unusual for me. I feel a bit self-conscious about it. I'm so kind of careful about where I stand politically in relation to the political parties that when I was asked if I would nominate this man, or when this man asked me if I would nominate him, I went through the mental gymnastics of saying I can nominate him without voting for him or without committing myself to vote for him, can I? And I thought that through and I decided, yes, I can do that. I am doing a democratic citizen role. I'm helping somebody to put their name forward on a ballot paper. That doesn't mean I recommend you vote for them, but it just means that I think their point of view and their is worth consideration. So I reconciled my my uncertainties or my doubts or whatever you call them, reservations, in that you know, peculiar way. I've since shifted. I've decided this morning that I enthusiastically endorse this individual. And, you know, there's no doubt I'll vote for him. But that's a very late thing. I decided that well after I decided I would nominate him. So I'm going to go across the road here in Cork. It's absolutely pissing outside. It's really, really wet. I'm going to, fortunately, I have an umbrella with me. But I'm going to walk over to Cork County Council headquarters and find myself in some room. I've even brought my passport with me because I thought, well, perhaps I have to prove that I am a valid person, you know, to nominate somebody. You have to prove you are entitled to vote when you go to the ballot box. So I might be asked to prove that I'm, you know, that I qualify to nominate somebody. I haven't a clue what you have to. I'm not sure whether you have to be a voter within the constituency in order to nominate somebody. I suspect you have. The local constituency is quite big now for this one. It's a place called Cove, which is, by the way, where the Titanic set sail from. In Ireland, and it's a fairly well known place, I suppose. You'd say Cove, at least to some people. And I live in Glanmire, and this man, Noel Costello is his name, is living in Glanmire, and you know, he'll probably get most of his votes from Glanmire. So, and I wouldn't say I have any influence over the way anybody votes, because for the most part, I actually have been damning in my commentaries about Irish politicians from all parties. And I really still, and I don't mind saying this publicly, I resent the amount of money that citizens have to pay for the successful politicians to retire on astronomical pensions. Astronomical pensions. I mean, the cost of buying a pension fund for a retiring senior Irish politician who has had a good long career and been in at least a cabinet or two is millions, millions. And to accumulate a pension fund worth millions and millions, I don't know what kind of a job you have to have had, but you have to have had a bloody big job in a big organisation and probably been the CEO, because these people retire in luxury. Now, there are lots of people who don't, and I'm not... Anyway, the main thing is I just want to say is that I am a grump and a griper and a complainer when it comes to the way these politicians have voted themselves. And that's the worst thing. Voted themselves their great largesse. Now, I'm only talking about little politician people, I suppose, in the local elections, because these people, you know, who are going up for local elections, I mean, they don't get rich on the basis of their involvement in politics. But if you want to get rich in Ireland on the basis of politics, you start off as a local politician, you get yourself elected locally, and then you go on, you get yourself elected nationally, and then you go on, you get yourself elected into the... You know, lots and lots of times, and then you get into the cabinet, and then you have a cushy life when you retire. That's my stance, you know. Never mind how much good work you've done in between. I mean, loads of people do good work and don't end up owning mini empires of property and influence and God knows what that some of these politicians have done while... you know, fecking up the country. Anyway, here I'm gonna really let rip with my rant. But anyway, that's me. I'm an average citizen. This is, I believe, the view of, you know, Joe the citizen, man or woman, out there. So I'm going in to nominate this guy, Noel Costello. I have one more thing I want to say about it. It's not so much about the political process, about an awkwardness I feel about nominating a man. I'm so disgruntled about the fact that Irish laws are made by 86% men in the Parliament. Right in the Irish Dáil, where they pass the laws, 86% of the people are of one gender. And this bugs me, annoys me, and I want to change it, and I want to help other people to change it and all that. So why on earth am I nominating a man for a local election, you know? I should be nominating a woman. But anyway, it's sheer fact that this guy, who I think is fantastic, decent bloke, and I've often had a cup of coffee with him, and he's been helpful to me in little ways, and I would, you know, he's one of the people I would genuinely want to help. Thank goodness he's not in, you know, Fianna Fáil, who I've damned so much I don't think I could say anything good about anyone in that party. But he's in Labour, you know, which doesn't give me half as much difficulty, even though I think they were absolutely mad to go into coalition if they were trying to get to be the government of Ireland that someday they scupper their... Anyway, never mind my views on politics. They're kind of neither here nor there, and I wouldn't push them on anybody. But the key point about this is that I wish that all of the people getting elected in the local elections in Ireland were women. I'd like the result of the Irish local elections to be 86% women elected, 14% men elected, and then we'd have a bit of fun, you know. In the long run, my position is very simple, I might as well state it, which is that I favour retention of 50% of the seats for men and 50% of the seats for women. And whether women like it or not, or whether men like it or not, I would ensure that half of the votes passed to pass any law have to be passed by each gender equally. I think you get the message anyway, however I said it. So, seems to be a slight lull in the proceedings, which are rain. So I'll stop the old recording. I might keep it going when I get to the other side. Okay, the remarkable thing about Cork County Council headquarters is that part of it is terribly tall. 17 floors is pretty tall for Cork. Might be the tallest building in Cork, nearly. So I'm hoping to go up there after I do my civic duty. I'm walking in here and there's nobody outside, and it's all very quiet inside, and there, this place is empty. I see two men, one with a tie on and the other without a tie on it, walking from my left. On what party? He looks like a Fine Gael. He's got a red tie and a blue shirt. And here is the blue-shirted man himself.
Wrong colour shirt.
He's carrying a blue folder. He's live on air with black shoes. And he's carrying a blue folder and a blue shirt. And he's got a pinstripe on. And he is, as I've said publicly already, he's my number one man for this election. Good morning, Noel Costello.
Good morning, Morning, Paul. Now,
will you speak to the people and tell them why did you ask me to nominate you?
Well, the reason I asked you because, well, you're a good friend of mine, and I think you're a very level-headed man, a sensible man, whose opinions are valued around, not only in Cork but worldwide. And that's why I asked you. Very simply as that. I hope I didn't land you in any trouble this morning.
You don't think I'm too extreme now in my views?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. Well,
come on, tell me where were... I left my daughter. No, you didn't land me in any trouble at all. You couldn't land me in trouble, Noel.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Floor 5.
Floor 5, right.
Okay.
I'll turn this thing off, right? Oh, I know.
It's just a nomination process.
Yes. I brought my passport. Do I need to... I did have to be from the constituency, though,
yeah.
Didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go into the loft. Go in here. Now, I've come up in the lift with all sorts of people. I don't know what political parties they're from, but there are...
Are they all Labour?
Labour.
Yeah, all of them together.
So Mulvihill, Mr. Mulvihill there, who I met, he's a Labour man.
He's retired from the standing. So.
And Tomás here is a Labour man?
New Labour.
I thought he looked like a Fine Gaeler the way he was dressed.
So don't I look like a Fine Gaeler?
And you're, you know, no, you can't wear a red shirt, you know. This he's got a red tie on. So this is the Labour. Is there a special thing about this being... Labour slot of time?
Yeah, no, our organiser booked all the Labour County Council candidates in...
To come in?
10:30.
Oh, wonderful.
So they're all here.
And how many of these people here are nominators and how many of them are candidates?
About half and half. So, yeah, we've 8 candidates.
8 candidates. I see 4 women. Are any of them candidates?
We have one candidate.
Yeah. Oh yes, I was in the lobby and I was surrounded by all Labour people, right? And now we're going somewhere for a photograph. That's the next step in the process. And while I was standing there, a Labour TD, a member of the Irish Parliament, arrived. A man from West Cork. I never heard of him, to be truthful. He's right beside me. His name is McCarthy, but he's a TD. And he came in with a flourish, and I'm standing beside him. I'm actually recording this. You don't have to say a word if you don't like. But if you do, you're very welcome to introduce yourself.
I'm Michael McCarthy, Labour TD in Cork South West. I'm here to support the nomination of our outstanding candidates for election to Cork County Council.
Wonderful, wonderful. And have you ever... This is a podcast I'm recording, right? It'll go up on the internet. And I've done some with John Gilroy, who I assume you know. And some of the ones I've done with John have been... listened to over 3,000 or 4,000 times, so it's I like doing
good
conversations like this.
Excellent.
And you're in which part of West Cork are you?
I'm in Dunmanway, in Cork South West.
Oh, Dunmanway.
Yeah.
That's in the middle.
That's
like correct. That's not near the sea.
It's right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yeah. Oh, Dunmanway, you get it. It's real flat, but in the distance are the mountains.
That's correct.
It's nice.
Nothing like it.
And have you been in politics for... Did you start as a local councillor?
I started as a county
councillor.
Yeah? I came here 15 years ago to be nominated for Cork County Council.
You must have been very young.
I was 22. And then I became a senator and then I became a TD.
You went through the Shannon first?
I was in the Shannon for 2 terms, then the Dáil the last time.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to love you. I'm a strong supporter of this cause.
Oh, 50-50?
50-50. Have you ever heard of them?
I have indeed. There's an event here in Cork on Friday, I think. Yes, absolutely. Very good organisation.
Oh, really? You'd actually support them?
I follow them on Twitter.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I know a lot of the people involved.
Yeah.
I know Teresa Reedy does a lot of stuff with them and speaks at their conferences and that.
Do you know, by any chance, Fiona Buckley?
I do indeed.
Do you know Colette Quinn?
Yes.
A member of the Labour Party, I believe?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
I know them both.
Where are you from yourself?
Well, I actually... You know when Irish people ask you where you're from?
Yes.
They're really asking 3 questions.
Yeah.
They want to know, where were you born?
Yeah.
Where do you have a vote? And But in all truth, I was born in Limerick.
Right.
I went Limerick, Dublin, left Ireland for 30 years.
Right.
Came to Cork.
Oh, good.
When I knew one person,
right.
My wife got a job here in 2005.
Your wife what?
My wife got a job in Cork in 2005. Oh, right, okay. So we remigrated from the UK back to Ireland. And so we live in Glenmire.
Lovely. And who do you do the podcast for? Is it
well, I do them. I am a podcaster. I'm a very big podcaster, and I use a thing called Audio Boom to put the podcast on. You know, yeah. Simon Coveney got into using Audio Boom for podcasts before he got elected last time.
Right.
There are even podcasts of Simon Coveney. Now he's from, by the way, he's from Fine Gael. He's in the cabinet, right? So, and they're in jointly in cabinet, so you're, you know, collaborators. But no, but seriously, he got into his car in Dublin. He's very good at it, I have to say. And he would record himself getting into his car, saying, I'm setting off now to drive back to Cork after a tough week at the, you know, doing this, that and the other. And he was really, it was very good. Unfortunately, he stopped doing it when he got... All right, think, you don't mind me now. You carry on. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for the chat. So there we are. That's. Well, look, guys. I actually thought. Do you know what a funny thing is? Very, very nice to meet you. Really is. When I got into the lift, I actually didn't know which party you were from.
Okay.
And I had a really open mind, so I said, he might be a Fine Gael man. He's wearing a blue shirt and a pinstripe suit, you know? So, and I'm only teasing now, but it's lovely to meet you, by the way. I'm Paul. I'm a good friend of Noel's. I live in Glenmire, and he asked me, I feel honoured, actually, that he asked me to nominate him, you know?
Oh, very good. Excellent.
I'm not a card-carrying member of any party.
Right.
Truthfully, I'm one of these people who thinks, bloody hell, all these politicians, look where we're at now, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I'm very committed to influencing how things happen, and I admire all of people who are local politicians who go up for election, you know? Look at this man. He's a damn good photographer. Look, I got to stop recording this now. I got to stop before it runs out of charge. I've done 17 minutes.
Is someone got it?
I think so. He has one of the most listened to blogs ever when Eamon Gilmore came to Cafe Bedler in Glenmire. It's the top of your list.
4,800 people listened to.
He's interviewed Eamon Gilmore.
Well, I did, but not quite that. The one that got most listens was John McCarthy, the owner of the cafe, right? After Eamon Gilmore and the entourage had left, I said to John, they were just sitting there, the place there, and he said, geez, John, did you do any business here today? Or did they drive customers away? And there's about 4 minutes. There's about a four-minute piece of audio. How did your staff feel about being invaded by... And we did a literally, just an ordinary chat, like you'd have in a pub, like with somebody, you know? And for some weird reason, I don't understand, it's the highest 4,800 listens, you know? Which is, you know, but I do a lot of it, Noel, as you know. I'm the biggest... there is a Canadian policeman. There's a Canadian traffic cop who has used Audio Boom more than me. He's done 9,000 traffic reports, daily traffic reports on what the traffic situation is like in Manitoba. Right? So for some reason he does loads of them. Look, and the last question. Just where are you going for election? Just say who you are.
Okay, my name is Tomás O'Brien, and I'm a councillor in Kinsale. And with the abolition of the town councils, I'm hoping to be elected for the Carrigaline, Bandon, Kinsale area. I'm 20 years in local politics. I'm a community activist as such, and that's how I came into politics.
And tell me, what's your big, your number one driver? If you had only one cause in local politics that you would stand up for, what would it be?
Representing people and getting back to them. It's a person they can come to, a person who listens to them, a person they trust. It's all about individuals and looking after them. That's the way I look at it.
Tomás, it's great to meet you.
You too.
I'm going to have to stop because this is the lonely. I'm going to stop. But Noel, thank you very much for asking me. Thank you, Tomás.
Cheers, here. You're welcome.
My God, here, I'll stop it.